Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle Ministries. I am your host, our Prophetess Helen Bynum. God bless you all that are in the switchboard and those that are listening via internet. God bless you all tonight. Tonight is where I prophetically speak the word of God concerning you, your life, your business, your ministry, what significant other, whatever it is that God has given me to share with you on tonight, that's what I would like to do. If you need to reach me via social network, Facebook, you may do so by just simply typing in facebook.com/ Helen Bynum page, lowercase i. Also, if you would like to get in contact with me directly, you can reach me at our Gmail, my Gmail, Miracle Ministry at gmail.com. So once again, I thank you all for joining me on this hour. Let's see what the word of the Lord has for the callers. I see you in the switchboard. Again, God bless you all. I'm going to just say this before I take my first caller. The purpose of this prophecy night, I'll be here Wednesday and Sunday, every Wednesday and Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is to really get you connected to God, to develop a relationship with God, and to see some sort of change in your life. I don't want anyone to think that I'm here just releasing the word of God, giving it to you when you want it, and nothing is being done with the word that you're receiving tonight. It's bigger than that. So I just want to put that out there so everyone understand why I'm here and the purpose of why I do take these calls and how you can benefit the word of the Lord concerning your life. What I would like to do right now is open up the line to area code 404, and you'll be the first person that I'll be speaking with. You don't have to release any personal information on the line. The Lord will just lead me accordingly. So God bless every code 404 on this evening. God bless you.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Hi, I was just calling just to get a word.
Okay, well, you're getting more than just the word, and I just want to clarify that. You're simply actually getting the voice of God that speaks through his prophets. What I want to say to you, I spoke with you on Wednesday, if you recall. You recall Wednesday I spoke with you?
Yes, I did.
Yes. And I want to tell you that what was spoken to you on Wednesday, if you recall or recollect, is the same word that I'm going to give you tonight. But before I even say anything else further, I need to understand how I can be a help to you so you can take the word that I gave you on Wednesday and take it to God in prayer and believe and trust whatever needs to be changed, what's inside of you or your situation, condition, whatever you want to call it. How can I be assist for you regarding that?
Well, I did what you asked and pretty much gave it to the Lord.
Okay, okay. Well, what I want you to do, if you truly gave it to the Lord, I want you to keep praying on that word. Because a lot of times we receive a word from the prophet and we just sit back and say, okay, well, the prophet say this, so I'm just going to sit here and wait for it to happen. But
Oh, no.
Right. our faith has to rely on God. So if you gave it to God, my encouragement to you tonight is to leave it with him and you continue to pray on that word so you can continue to see the development that is needed in you first before there's any progress to take place around you.
Okay.
Okay? Nothing has changed. If there was a new word from God, I would have gave it to you. But pretty much the word relies the same. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. When you receive the word, you begin to see it manifest. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, God bless you. And I would like for you to still stay with us for this 30 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, God bless you. God bless every code 44. I would like to open up the phone line to every code 646 on this evening. God bless you, every code 646.
God bless you, Ellen. Thank you. We spoke about 2 weeks ago, and it was wonderful. And I've just been going through a lot of turmoil, really kind of beating myself up for things that are not going right in my life, financially and living. So if you could speak to that and whatever assistance.
Well, what I want to say to you in regards to what speaking, actually it was Sunday, October 28th, that
mm-hmm.
we had spoken. And
mm-hmm.
what I want to say to you in regards to the turmoil that you're going through, it comes to a point that, first of all, I don't know if you recall, your energy level is great. And a lot of times you have to take that positive energy level and place it into areas of our life that we can feed off of that good energy level and we can pull in the positive things. A lot of times when we're in a place where the energy level and the vibes are bad, we draw
mm-hmm.
into that spirit of negativity. And you just have to learn to develop how to develop that positive energy level and learn how to place it in areas of your life that's going to be beneficial to you and to those that are around you. How can I say you are your problem? And let me just explain what I mean by
mm-hmm.
that. Whatever mm-hmm. you create, you're either going to become it or you're going to pull someone else into becoming. So if you want to see the positive energy in your life and around the areas in which you're going through, you're going to have to learn to become that which is positive. So you're going
to have become
to learn
what, please?
You're going to have to learn to become that which is positive. So
okay.
In other words, you're not going to feed off of the negativity. You're going to learn to feed off of that which is positive.
Did any of this negativity come from the place I'm presently living and in leaving now? Or is it all inside me?
It goes just exactly to what I'm saying. If someone is not bringing our energy of positivity and they're bringing an energy of negativity, then anything can happen, from an argument to a physical altercation. So once you learn where you are, whether it's in your home, whether it's a problem from in your home, you're going to learn to take your positive energy into that negative situation and learn to bring something positive out of it. If it's to the point where you no longer can reside there, then that's something different. You're going to take that positive energy and say, okay, now it's the time for me to relocate. I no longer can stay here because of this situation. So if the situation is outweighing your energy, then it's time to go. But if you're able to take your positive energy to outweigh what has happened negative, then you will begin to see the changes in whatever the situation is that you're going through.
All right, I'm moving back to New Jersey. Is that positive for me?
Well, we spoke about that Sunday, October 28th. You spoke about as far as Jersey is concerned. If Jersey is going to be a surroundment of positive energy, then you move. But is Jersey going to be something that's going to put you right back into a negative situation, then you don't need it. It's time to let go away from all of these negative energy and learn to take what is positive to work for your benefit.
All right. Well, right now I'm kind of forced to go back there. The space itself is positive and it's peaceful.
Okay, so wonderful. So this is what you're going to learn to do, is to create a picture out of what is positive, what you want to happen in your life. I think I said before when I spoke to you October 28th about how your energy level was just awesome. It was so great. And I want you to begin to feed off of that and begin to see the good things take place or happen for you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, and it's nice hearing from you again, okay?
Thank you for your help.
And don't forget what I say now. All righty?
To be positive.
Create your positive energy into positivity, okay?
How do I do that?
Well, very simple. Let's take an apple and let's take an orange. The apple is positive energy. The orange is negative energy. If you set the apple on top of the orange, it's going to outweigh the orange because the apple is positive energy. In fact, the orange is going to slowly smash, 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 smash until it dissolves, that it's not there anymore. If you do it vice versa, put the orange on top of the apple, the negativity of the orange can actually cause the apple, which is positive, to crush because negative energy feeds off of negative things. So you're going to have to learn to say, I'm in a situation, and this is only an example, I'm in a situation where there's too much verbal altercation going on, and I have to get away from this, begin to speak in a positive way. If you begin to speak with that negative energy, with the loudness, let's just assume that it's profanity, then you feed in to that negative energy. Take what is positive and speak forth what is positive, not fearing anything that can come from the negative energy. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. May I just ask you one other thing? Just if you can tell me anything about my financial situation, is there anything happening with that to make it better?
Well, that won't get better until you work on producing from your positive energy, because all of that is connected to you. All of that is connected. Finance, employment, shelter, all of that is connected to you. And once you work in that area, you'll be able to produce and you'll be able to see more finance and you'll be able to see more things happening. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and thanks again for calling into the show as well.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, too. Okay, once again, I greet everyone that's in the switchboard. Thank you for calling in. I'm here for some people that I heard from for quite some time. I'm going to open up the lines right now to area code 404, and I'll just thank you for calling into the show.
Hey, how
are you? I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling in to, for a word from the Lord.
Before you receive that word, let's just first deal with the what's bothering you. Let's deal with what's bothering you. Let's start with that first. Was there any verbal dispute? Disagreement that happened with you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I see. How do you feel about it?
Well, it was a couple of things, but I'm getting over it.
Okay, you're getting over it.
I'm trying. Well, let's say it's gotten better. It has gotten better. I don't know.
Okay, it comes with time.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Okay. All right, it comes with time in our life. Different things that happen, different things that take place. And you ever heard somebody say, I'm sick and tired? And sick and tired?
Uh-huh. I always do.
Okay. Yes. And it's time to figure out from within yourself when you are going to let go and let God. I'm actually asking that question.
Oh, you asking me when am I going to let go and let God?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Because let me tell you why I'm focused on that.
Okay.
Because this is your word. Because with protecting your privacy on the air live, what's happening is affecting everything around you.
Yes,
everything.
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And see, we have to learn. And I'm speaking to you as I'm your little sister, big sister, whatever you want to call it. We have to learn that these little things that come in the way of our lives, we have to first begin to understand its purpose. If it has a purpose by God, then we should see progress at some given point.
Right.
If it's not a purpose by God, then we have to figure out why is it here. Did God send it for a time or season? Is there a reason why that is here? Thomas Tompkins. Yes, those two names. Thomas and Tompkins.
I know somebody with the last name Tompkins.
All right. What connection does this person have directly with you?
Well, we used to go to church together.
Okay. Okay. Did you relocate, move somewhere?
Yeah, I went to another church.
Okay. Okay. Well, this person is connected to you as well. Though this person may not have anything to do with your situation that you're going through, but this person is still connected to you.
Yeah.
And if you have this person's number, get this person's number back and bring this person back into your life again.
Okay.
How long has this situation been going on?
Well, I didn't really have a problem with them, with the Thompson,
well,
with
no,
that
no.
family.
No. I'm talking about
my personal stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been going through maybe about 3 weeks.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? Do you think that you can put yourself in a position that you'll be able to sit down and be able to talk and be able to get some results from your communication? Okay, that's what I want you to do. Without getting angry, without yelling, talk. Talk, because there's a lot going on the other end. Okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes just sitting down talking and also listening, too, brings such a great deal. So when you resolve that situation, you begin to see more open doors in your home. And outside of your home, you'll begin to see a shift and you'll begin to see a change within your life as well.
Okay.
And that's your word, and take it, hold on to it, trust God, pray on it.
Okay.
But I want you to sit down and I want you to talk. That's what I want you to do. Okay?
I will. Okay.
Okay, and thank you for calling into the show as well.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you all once again. Thank all of those that and the phone queue, and I promise I'll get to each and every one of you before we even end this broadcast, God's willing. What I would like to do is open up the phone lines to area code 484. God bless you and thank you for your patience on this hour. Area code 484, I'm sorry. How are you?
Oh, hi. My name is Tonetta. I just found the show. I really need some help here. I've been praying to the Lord. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of heaviness weighing on this situation. My mom on her deathbed said that I marry this man, and there's just a lot of big problems. This man is not fully committing to me. But I do believe my mom on her deathbed when she did make that statement and then she died. But I don't know when this guy's going to get his act together. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, let me see if I can help you. And I want you to really keep an open mind. I can tell from your tone of your voice that you are frustrated. You don't know what to do. You're not sure. Let me just say something. If someone is verbally, physically, mentally abusing you, what is the way they talk, what is with their hands, what is with their expression, why enter into the marriage knowing that the situation is unresolved?
Well, right, yeah, there's not no marriage yet, but that's what my mom had foreseen before she died, and she was talking about her deceased mother and her deceased sister, how she had spent time with them because she was going in and out of consciousness, and she did not like this Danny guy, and then she looked at me out of her other coma, and she said, "You and Danny got married." I said, "Really?"
Right, but I want... Right, and I understand in the sense of your mother speaking those words before she deceased, but I want you to really take your focus on what you have experienced, what you have seen thus far, what you have went through thus far. If you don't feel in your heart that is right, then you do two things. One, you seek counseling before marriage, or two, you can make the decision not to go forth with the marriage. What am I going to suggest to you? I'm going to suggest just that. You know exactly what you have been through, what you are experiencing, what has happened, what has not happened. If you do not feel comfortable in that area, then don't marry, because you're going to take the same situation into the marriage, and it's not going to get it's not going to get unresolved. So this is what I want you to focus on.
Right. Well, right now we're not talking for several weeks, so I don't know what he's going to do.
Okay. So what I want you to do at this present time, you haven't heard anything from him, take this time to get yourself together and prepare for what might happen. Prepare yourself. Gather your mind together. Gather your thoughts together. If you have a close friend that you can talk to, or if you have a counselor that you can talk to, use that time to talk with the counselor in regards to your situation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's the word of the Lord for you. And if you stick to that, then you never know what God can do. But right now, that's what you need to do right now in this situation.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and thank you for calling into the show as well. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless her as well. I'm going to be praying for her as well. I want to open up the phone line to area code 478. I'm just checking back to make sure I'm not forgetting anyone. Area code 478. Well, area code 478, just stand by We are going to get you in here, even though we have 4 minutes left in the show. We are definitely going to get you live on this broadcast to the best of my ability. That's what I'm going to try to do. But in the meantime, while I'm trying to get area code 478 connected live to the broadcast, and if you connect live, area code 478, it's okay to just say something. It's okay. At least I know that you are live. But let me just say this as I'm trying to connect area code 478. God is good, and God is definitely faithful to those whom he loves. My encouraging words.
Hello?
Area code 478? 478?
Yes.
Okay, God bless you. I got you connected. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Yes. God bless you, and thank you for your patience. How can I be
welcome.
A blessing to your life?
I'm seeing this guy named Ricky, but he's been distant. I don't know if he wants to end it with me or is he upset with me about something. He's not answering my call.
Is it a boyfriend?
Yes, we've been dating for like 5 months.
Okay, so roughly it's no.
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to say this.
Just say it.
No. I know to just say it, but I have to be cautious to how I say it so that you'll be able to take it and understand.
Okay.
You're not settled. Let's just deal with you. You're not settled completely when it comes to a man. In fact, most of your relationships have not ended well, not just because of you. I'm not putting the blame on you. It's because that you're not settled. And you're seeking something so desperately that you want. And there's nothing wrong with that because I'm a woman. Why not want a man? A man that's going to love you, respect you, and so forth. What I want to say to you, you have to value your goodness. I see you putting other things before you when you should put yourself first. They have a saying, no man has to validate you. Let God validate you. If whatever happened between you and Ricky and you're not good enough for him to call you to say I'm upset or let's end it, it's not going to work, it's 5 months, it's roughly new, then this is not the type of relationship you want. Ricky is not the first person that you have been through. In fact, you know what God is telling me? And I don't know if you know the story. God is showing me you as the Samaritan woman by the well. And I don't know if you know the story in the Bible, but the whole point of the matter, you have to eliminate yourself being in a position with a man that is not going to value who you are. If I'm giving you the living water of God tonight through the prophecy, then I want you to take the prophecy and say, God, I need you to help me understand who I am in you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, very much so.
And that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. You can have all these men. If they're not your husband, what's the point? Or you can have all these men that say that you may say that they're your husband, but if they're not respecting you, what is the point? Enough is enough. How much do you have to be scarred? How much do you have to be disappointed? How many times? Stop it. You are beautifully and you are wonderfully made by God. There is someone out there for you. And Ricky is not the one.
Okay.
He's not the one. Pray for him.
Want me to tell you why I say pray for him? Because his issues are greater than yours. And it's time out for you taking another man's responsibility. Let Ricky take his own responsibility. Don't hate him now, and don't be mean to him.
I don't.
But you don't need this. You don't need this. Work on you.
Okay?
All and right. Thank you
thank
for calling
you so
us
much.
To the show as well. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you all. That's all the time we have tonight. God bless all the callers that is listening live. And if you came in and didn't get your call answered, like I said, you can reach me on Facebook or my Gmail. You could just go back and retrieve this broadcast and get the information. I love all of you. I love all of you. And trust me, I speak what I have already been through, or maybe going through or coming out. And I want you all to be encouraged. There's somebody out there for you. And this is for my sister. I love you. Take off those garments and ask God to give you a garment of holiness where a man will respect you because he strictly came from God. God bless all my callers. Thank you all for listening live. It is my prayer that you would take what has been given and that you would eat it like honey, that it would digest sweet down into your soul. God bless you all, and I'll speak with you all Wednesday, for our next open prophecy line here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you all.